About 5 years into our marriage, we decided that we needed some church. And we had actually had our son, Stephen. Most of you have not met Stephen. I was actually surprised they came today. They kind of surprised me with it, so I was very thankful that they could be here today. But we decided that Stephen needed some Jesus. Not us, but our son needed Jesus, you know. So we grew up in a Catholic families. I almost said a Catholic family. That would be weird. But two separate Catholic families. And so we decided to go to the Catholic Church. And for about 4 weeks, they would kind of usher us to the cry room. And this is a plexiglass room with speakers, and it was soundproof, so nobody could hear any of the kids screaming. Now, of course, my son was perfect all the time, and all the other kids were screaming all the time. We weren't getting anything out of the message. You know, we just didn't understand what was going on. There was just no connection with the church because we were in this room, you know. And so we decided to try something different. Now, at the time, the Left Behind series was a big deal. You remember the Left Behind series? Some of you may have read it 3 or 4 times. It's a great series. And at the time, the very first book, Left Behind, was the big thing. And Lisa and I, we were unsaved, okay? But these books were somehow spoke to us, and so we were reading them all, and we were just reading them fast. I don't read very good, so, you know, I was impressed that I could read the whole book. And so, we decided we want to try to go to a church that's kind of like this evangelical kind of church that was talked about in the Left Behind series. And so Lisa says, you know, a little old lady used to come every Wednesday night and pick me up. And I would go to this church right around the corner from us. I'd go to this church for this program called Awana. Dave's like, yes! I had no idea what Awana was. I was Catholic. You know, I had no idea. And she said, no, it's for kids and it's awesome and it'll be perfect for Stephen. I was like, let's do it. So we walk into this Christian and Missionary Alliance church on Sunday, and we were greeted at the door, and people took us around and gave us a tour of the place, and it was great. And so as we came into the congregation, because our son went to Power Hour, and so we went into the congregation, and we were blown away. Like, we couldn't believe the songs that were sung, and people were raising their hands and clapping along with music and offbeat, but they were giving us a missionary, Christian missionary line, so they were offbeat, but you know, it was good, you know? But it was like we couldn't believe how great it was. The pastor was really nice, and so Tuesday night, we're at home, we just had dinner, and we hear a knock on the door. And so we're unsaved, we're kind of slobbed, you know, we're young, and I look through the peephole, and it's the pastor of the church. And so I look at Lisa like, it's the pastor of the church, you know, like we got to clean this place up. So I'm like, hold on a second. So we run around, and we're trying to clean stuff up, you know. And so we let him in. He was there for about 45 minutes, and he shared the gospel message with us, shared the gospel message. Now, my wife was hook, line, and sinker. I mean, like, it was awesome. She just took to it. She prayed the prayer. We both prayed the prayer, but I didn't really mean it. To be honest, I was just not ready to do that yet. So the next few months, we're at church, and she's on fire for Jesus. She's a Jesus freak, you know. She's the one that's raising her hand now. I'm like, what are you doing, you know? Like, and so I just played a part. I was just acting the whole thing. When I was at church, I had to be the church guy. And so I would just act like the church guy. But I knew that nothing in my life had changed. Nothing in my heart had changed. And so about a year after this, okay, about a year after this, the pastor comes to us. He says, would you like to go on a spiritual retreat? I got to be the church guy. Of course I want to go on a spiritual retreat. And my wife wanted to as well. But I didn't really want to go. I have a lot of anxiety sleeping out of my own bed. I don't like sleeping in other places. I don't like sleeping in a bunk bed because I'm not 6. You know what I mean? So it didn't appeal to me, but I said yes. So the way this works is that on 1 weekend, the husbands go or the men go, and then the next weekend, the women go, okay, or the wives. And so I had to go first, and I was nervous. And so we got in there on Thursday night. We got in there on Thursday and really anxious, really didn't know what was going on. I just didn't know what to do. And I was just bored, to be honest. And then Friday, all day Friday, we had all these lectures and speakers and all. It just didn't mean anything to me. And then Friday night, I had huge anxiety. I couldn't sleep. I felt like I was going to throw up. It was just awful. And I remember one of the guys, one of the speakers that day was saying, if you feel anxious, just keep saying over and over again, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus. Over and over again. Just say it. So I started doing that, laying in my bed. I started doing that. I was like, come, Lord Jesus. Come, Lord Jesus, right? I did that for about 10 minutes. And the next thing I knew, I was having this vision. It wasn't a dream. It wasn't something that I could have created in my own mind, but it was this vision, a godly vision. And I'm sitting on these rocks, and I'm looking over this field, and a man appears. It was very Jerusalem-ish, you know? Like, I'm on these rocks, I'm looking at this field, and this man appears, and it's Jesus. Like, my version of Jesus. And he's just standing there, and he's smiling at me. And so I'm like, how you doing? Like, you know, I mean, what do you need? And then I fell asleep. I woke up the next day, and I knew something had happened. I knew that wasn't me. I knew it wasn't a dream, but it was weird. Like, I couldn't really put my finger on what it was. And so I just kind of went through Saturday, still kind of inquisitive, thinking about what had just happened that night before. Thank you, Pam. She said, take your sweater off. So I like the sweater. So anyway, Saturday night comes around. And they had us break up into small groups, and these women came in, and they began to sing to us. Now, I say sing to us, but I want you to understand that this was an amazing thing. It was like being in the throne room of God. It was angelic. It was amazing. And I just sat there with my eyes closed, just listening, like, it's just speaking to me in some way. And then as their finale, they sang Amazing Grace. We just sang that. Not that version, but they sang the traditional Amazing Grace. And I just put my hands in my head in my hands. And in a moment, I was in that vision again. And I was laying on the rocks, or standing on the rocks. Now, the rocks, what I've thought, is the rocks is metaphorical, right? Because I was in the rocks of my life. I had never allowed God to take root in my life. You know the sower story. And I'm looking at Jesus. He's still staring at me, and he starts walking towards me. And he's just got this smile on his face. And it's like he's just got this compassion for me. And I became angry. I became angry. And I said, don't come near me. Don't you come near me. You know who I am. I'm not worth it. I'm not worth it. And he just kept walking, and now we were face to face. And I said, Jesus, I'm crying. And I said, I'm not worth it. This testimony makes me cry every time I tell it. I'm not worth it, Jesus. And he just hugged me. He just hugged me. And I cried and I cried. And back in that retreat center, I came out of my chair, onto the ground, sobbing. And I gave my life to Jesus right then. Right then. Amen. Gave my life to Jesus. And I want you to know that he has called me. I told him, I'll do whatever you want me to do. Whatever you want me to do. And years later, he called me into being a pastor. And then years after that, he called me to be a missionary in Guatemala. And then years after that, he called me to be a pastor of Hillside Community Church. I'll go where he wants me to go.